Rock, Paper, Scissors, written and read by Richard Osmond. Author's note. On June the 3rd, 2017, I was out drinking with friends in the Borough Market area of London when a van was deliberately driven into pedestrians on London Bridge. Its three occupants got out, ran to Borough Market and began stabbing people in and around the restaurants and pubs in that area. They were then shot by police. This book is a response to being caught up in the incident. Rather than documenting the events themselves, it documents my attempts to make sense of my experiences, or, more often than not, to explore the ways in which they don't make sense. The poems in Rock, Paper, Scissors fall into three main categories. My translations of excerpts from Beowulf, with a close focus on Grendel's attacks on Heorot, a selection of my own translations of mostly short verses from the Quran, original poems from my own point of view, mostly relating to my experiences on the night of June the 3rd. A book like this has the potential to be quite controversial in terms of both its subject matter and in some of its sources and strategies. With this in mind, I have included, after the poems, some brief discussions of my methods and intentions, aiming to elucidate my approach to the work and the reasons for selecting the source texts I did. I hope these, as well as the poems themselves, will speak for my sincerity when I say that the book is a personal response to a personal experience, and as such does not come with a moral or political agenda, nor any intention to offend, inflame, appropriate, or stereotype. I've also made an effort to document and justify any linguistic liberties I've taken, with the Quran in particular, but with the Old English too, in line-specific translator's notes, offering insight into any unusual word choices or unconventional renderings. These immediately follow the longer explanatory passages at the end of the book. The Creation Song, Beowulf, line 86 to 102. The brazen ghoul who dwelled in the dark had a hard time having to hear each and every day the loud sound of people having fun in the hall. There was the harp's clear ringing. There was sweet song sung by a singer who, since he knew how to sing so well of mankind's making long ago, did so. The singer said the Almighty made the earth, all aspects and elevations of those bright meadows about which water bows and bends, and held the sun and moon aloft like gleaming trophies, and covered all the corners of the earth with a decorative fretwork of boughs, branches, limbs, and leaves. He shaped or sang every moving kind of thing alive to life, and so the Lord's men lived the dream until someone, a murdering fiend, a wendigo, a demon from the depths of hell, began to commit atrocities. His name was Grendel. The Bee, Quran 16:66-69. A sign will be apparent here to those who reason. God inspires the bee directly. Bee, build in the mountains, build in trees and houses, build in buildings. Feed on all fruits and follow in the paths and hollow ways trodden for you by the Lord. And from the bee's belly flows a drink of many colors to feed and heal mankind. Surely, on reflection, this must be a sign. Sand. I'm on the beach in Galveston with Beth's son Luke, who is 4. We build a castle, then we build a turtle, and a tuna fish chasing the turtle, and a whale about to swallow the tuna fish and turtle, and then Luke builds a car crashing into the whale. Stories told in sand are clearly not beholden to the classical unities, nor obliged to be consistently either comic or serious in tone. Anything can collide with anything else at any time, as in life. Herring gulls want to eat our Cheez-Its. A van ploughs into pedestrians on London Bridge. I use a piece of string to give the turtle a silly smile. Luke laughs at this.